capacitor, if you sit right there.
All right. We'll look out there. Go ahead. It's motion, Richard, for the television. Your president is in good health.
Yes. President Medtrick, who's in his best.
Yes. He's a good man, a strong man. We're happy to have such a good relationship. All right. Send copies of the picture to the ambassador and we'll give it one to him to Jamie's back. Yes.
Well, take it to our museum.
Very much. This immigration is a president West is another city will send a communication out of the Chinese president. Bring us some coffee.
prices where you have been selling now something like from $300 to $400 million per year from south to northeast. Now we are trying to develop a better agricultural sector in northeast, making research to find new seeds in soybeans and in sorghum.
They can grow those things.
Oh yes, we believe.
Oh,
and in cotton. Because
the climate there is more like our more like Texas, maybe.
I think so.
Rather than icy. It isn't tropical type.
No, no, it's like Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a, really it's a savanna.
Yeah, it's a savanna.
Right. They raise cattle. We are improving.
Raise lots of cattle.
Yeah.
Avoid the open mouth disease. We'll take them. We need it.
We are increasing our export of cattle. We have exporting $64-20 million, and this year we will export $150 million, and we intend to continue. We have had some problems because of the health legislations. We use PhD. Our level was higher than it was admitted in the United States. But now we have changed, and we are exporting cooked meat to the United States.
Good. Oh, yes, we can take that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in other words, the kind that you can, so forth and so on. And of course, in some countries where they do not have significant cattle, there's no problem. It's only where you have a catalysis of your own, you have to be concerned about any kind of disease coming in. I fear that it infects the cows or whatever they do.
Do you grow sheep?
Do you grow wool?
Yes, in the south, but since we're not very important.
But your country has such a variety. I think one of the things that impressed me about Brazil, in addition to Brazil, a new city, but I've always been to Rio before, despite there, 100% power. It's a great city. It was a huge building. Very impressive. Very good city. But booming is
the city. It's booming now. The south is going very well. North is going very well. Northeast is really our problem. And President Messi is giving all his attention to Northeast. Trying to reduce the level of inequalities between the regions.
Well, the trouble, Mr. Minister, with a big country, a country big or small, we have a problem. The trouble is that a big country, the problems are big.
It's a map.
So President Medici and I have something in common. We have a big problem. They're never small, are they? Never small.
But the economy is improving swiftly.
Everybody in this country, a lot of my friends, if we were younger, we could have said that they'd like to invest and everything. Is there quite a bit of American investment coming in?
Yes. The Americans are the main investment in Brazil. I think the foreign capital, maybe 40% are American capital. Do you have a very good relationship? They're making investments.
Your situation in Bolivia, commonly expressed concern, Mr. Medici, you remember that raised with me. Does it look a little better than you think?
Yes.
I know your influence.
Yes, we are. Well, I think as President mentioned, informed you, we're putting, we're trying to do all which is in our capacity today.
Right.
And just now we are trying to develop a new project, bringing gas from Santa Cruz de la Sierra to Corumbá, from Corumbá to Ribeirão Preto, in the state of São Paulo. And we will talk with Mr. Cairns in my next trip.
Henry, great fellow, great friend of mine, you know, 23?
Yeah.
How about that stuck in my mind?
Isn't that a wonderful thing? 23 years.
How do your young people feel? Are they feel optimistic about the future?
I think so. They are now, well, with the tremendous increase in the educational opportunities, and I think they clearly feel very confident about the future of the country. And I think they have reason, because in Brazil now, you have, for 1 people in the labor force, you have 3 people in the population. It's the relations almost 1 to 3.
Yeah.
And in the other countries, maybe in the States, I think it's 1 to 1.5. So there is a lot of improvement we are doing in the future. And 40% of our population is less than 15 years.
40% less than 15 years. Well, providing the jobs for them or the disaster is hard, but on the other hand, they're an enormous asset because that's a new workforce and young, vigorous, and healthy. 40% is your population now over is what?
It's 95 million.
95.
Almost. It will be 100 million. More than 95.
I will respond, Mr. Minister, I will respond to these letters personally, of course, to the President. And you expect my very best wishes to him and tell him how much I appreciate his receiving Mr. Connolly and Dr. Hermes. That we remember all of us in his visit here and we value our close relationship. But every enemy and confidence. We've got to work together for a stable, prosperous hemisphere. And between Brazil and the U.S., so we should be able to agree on. Not that the others don't matter, can Brazil is a big hit.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we're